This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Monday, another show of 180 Degrees on Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. You are joined by me, Inga Stoffels.
You're joined by me, Zoe George.
And me, Amarayan Bunnies.
We are all three in studio tonight, and we are ready for this show ahead with you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun one. We are in the... It's actually the first of the month.
I was just going to say, it's a new week, it's a new day, and it's a new month.
Wow. This is a blessed day.
Wow. Yeah. Trifecta.
It truly is. So what did you guys do this weekend in the last month?
Well, I'm going to sound a bit like a nerd, but Age of Empires, the fourth game, came out on Friday. So that was my weekend, as well as a sermon on Sunday.
Ah, eventful. I went on a firefly walk in the Kirstenbosch.
Oh, romantic. What's down in Zoe's life?
My.
Oh, that's amazing, Zoe. What did I do? I helped my mom-in-law move.
Yes.
I had a meeting on Saturday morning. Started at 8. Was supposed to end at 12. Ended at 2:30.
Oh, wow.
And then I had to go move after that. But I had a good weekend and enjoyed the public holiday today.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting because, you know... I am not a South African citizen, so I can't vote.
Yeah, I asked Zoe today. I'm like, oh, how did the voting go? She's like, I'm Nigerian.
I had like so many friends like, oh my gosh, did you vote? And I'm like, no, did you? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, what's your excuse? Like,
I physically cannot.
Yeah, but you could. It's, you know what, vote if you want to. You're not forced to vote. It's a lovely right to have, but that's the beautiful thing about a right. You don't have to do it. Yeah,
but so, we strongly encourage you to.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So we have a fun show ahead for you guys, but we are first going to go into a beautiful tune with Ms. Zoe George.
Yes, we are going to listen to My Story by Big Daddy Weave. Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town.
This week's What's Down in Cape Town is about opera. So I apologize to anyone who doesn't enjoy opera. Unfortunately, this week is not for you. So the Cape Town Opera is performing La Rondine and La Boheme. La Rondine has performed, has people from the Young Artist Program, Cape Town Opera Chorus, and the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra.
Mm.
So you know for sure that this is going to be a good show. It's set in Paris after the First World War in an apartment where bright artists gather together. It sounds like it's a beautiful love story from the description I read, and I'm excited to go and see it.
Wow, I love a good love story.
Catch it at the Artscapes Theatre, which is in DF Milan Street, for sure, Cape Town. Am I saying that right, for sure?
I feel so.
Yeah, for what? For sure.
Yeah.
I think it's right.
For sure, guys. Go to DF Milan Street.
For sure.
For sure. Cape Town. The shows are the 16th and the 18th of November at 7 p.m. and the 20th November at 6 p.m. It costs R300 per ticket. La Boheme is about the bohemian life of a group of friends. There seemed to be some tragedy in this one, so be prepared, but it also promises some funny comedic moments. It'll also be at the Artscape Theatre, DF Milan Street, for sure, Cape Town. The shows are the 25th of November at 7 p.m, the 27th of November at 6 p.m, and the 28th of November at 3 p.m. It costs R350 per ticket. Please go and check them out so you can get the tickets on CompuTicket as well. I've seen some of the dates already sold out. So if this is something you want to check out, now is the time.
I think the only question left is, Amarain, where are our tickets?
ask Vanda where our show budget is.
Oh my, that was really quite fun. I really like the What's Down in Cape Town.
And it's nice and new.
Yeah.
Like, we're always talking about different places to go, but actually focusing on shows and an opera show.
Yeah.
I absolutely love opera.
Have you been to a show before?
I've only been able to watch stuff on YouTube, unfortunately.
Oh.
I'm from small town Eastern Cape. We don't get lots of...
Easy.
Love it, but there's not a lot of live opera performed.
Have we had live opera in Cape Town before?
I feel like we have. Like,
I've never been. I'm actually privileged to say that I've been to the Opera House in London watched Phantom of the Opera. I was so glad it was Phantom of the Opera because that's the only opera I know. So when I heard it was going to be Phantom of the Opera, I was like, okay. And I actually enjoyed it. It was a good experience.
Yeah. I hear it's such an iconic film and, you know, opera, play, book. I can't.
Have you seen the movie yet?
No, I haven't. I only know the song, you know.
Now it's time for us to judge you.
How the tables have turned. Oh, well, let's just go into the groovy movie section of the show. Hopefully, y'all won't judge me there.
Zoe on 180 Degrees. Groovy movie, all Rudy.
Hey!
A wap ba di da ba di bamboo.
Boom!
Time to watch the movies.
And we are currently in the groovy movie section of the show. However, I think this movie that came out, you couldn't watch it in cinema because it was direct to DVD. So if it was a movie, I guess you'd have to watch it on your mom's couch by, like, literally force. Because it wasn't in theater, but it should have been. Ugh, that's a hill I will die on. I don't want to give too much away about this week's groovy movie.
You're actually doing really well.
Right? I feel like I'm getting good at this.
I almost gave some more away because I wanted to add on to that conversation. I'm just like, after we have played the song.
Yes, so this week's groovy movie is from the mid-2000s, actually. It's very nice. It was very iconic. Mm-hmm. Had a sequel. Had very big faces on it.
And lots of memes generated from
so
it.
So many memes, you guys.
I enjoy that.
Same. It's nice to look back at, like, the things we enjoyed as children and see if they still hold up, because it's actually kind of sad how many of those shows just don't make sense now.
Yeah, if we watch it now.
Yeah. And, like, you look at the kids watching these things now and you're like, how are you gaining any entertainment from this?
What does this mean in the greater scheme of things?
Indeed. Ugh, but if you guys have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, please WhatsApp the answer to 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. Alternatively, you can SMS us, but note that standard rates apply. SMS us the answer to 37988. Now listen up, you guys. I think you might know this one.
Degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
So we just listened to Hope Is Alive by New Hope Oahu. It's a staple here at 180 Degrees for a reason. It's a lovely, lovely song. But before we listen to that great song, we had another song that formed a part of this week's groovy movie. Now, as mentioned before, it was a direct-to-DVD movie. But that didn't mean it was too bad for the time, you know, like...
Was it a direct-to-DVD?
Yeah.
Or was it just played on the channel?
It was played on the channel, but then it was available on DVD as well. Like, it didn't have a big theatrical release.
But
at the time, that's how Disney was, like, releasing a lot of their films.
Yeah.
Because they had, like, films that would go to the theaters, and then they had films that would just play on their channel. Yeah, so this was one of the ones that just played on the channel.
I was going to say, so stop keeping us in suspense.
Yes! You're right. So this week's groovy movie was from the movie, the original Camp Rock, called We Rock. All of you guys who guessed correctly, you can give yourselves a pat on the back. You definitely were watching all the cringy Disney Channel movies in the early 2000s/mid-2000s. But this was one you would not have wanted to miss.
Like, I mean, I think we should spend a day and just watch maybe a couple of Disney movies
now.
Yes. See how we feel about it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm actually afraid of how we're going to walk away from that.
I won't be able to watch most of the scenes, honestly.
same.
I think, what was it? The High School Musical is also particularly painful. Ooh. Loved it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, this makes no sense. I hate agreeing with the parents now.
Yeah.
Like watching Ariel as an adult. Yes. I'm just like, girl, please.
I actually saw a meme the other day and they were like, Troy's dad was right. Like, imagine your son is about to get a scholarship to go away to university for basketball, which he's been doing his whole life. And then he's just like, Dad, I want to sing. He's never talked about singing before and he wants to throw away the scholarship.
Oh. Especially with how expensive university is.
Right?
Goodness.
Oh, goodness. He didn't even take that into consideration. How he was going to pay for it.
He was just like, this is what I want to do.
We can do a breakdown of High School Musical later.
We can talk about this later, but right now we're going into my favorite part of any show. The interview section of the show where we get to hear from you guys. And today we are joined by Ashley Ardensurf, owner of the Red Eagle Tribe. Good evening. Good evening, Ashley Ardensurf.
Good evening, Zoe and the rest of the team. Thank you for having us on the show tonight. Really privileged to be here.
Thank you so much for taking out time out of your busy schedule to chat with us tonight. So we're just going to get right into it. So the name of the business is Red Eagle Tribe. Can you explain the meaning behind the name?
It's actually a very significant name. I think we actually get a lot of the question where people ask us, what does Red Eagle Tribe mean? Obviously, we're a Christian-based company that has our values in the Word of God. So the name Red actually means the blood of Jesus, the blood of the cross. The eagle, about the scripture, which is in Isaiah 40, verse 31, that says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Mm. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And then also, we derived it into an English version of it, where the eagle comes from. From the Arend section in Arendse.
Yes, yes.
We can't. And then tribe is, we want everybody to belong to a family. We want everybody to belong to something or a group of people that is like-minded, that is about Christianity in focus and the Word of God in focus. So that is where the name is coming from.
I would just like to ask, before I ask my initial question, Arendse means angel, right?
Arendse, yeah, actually does, yes. It speaks about how the heavens are opening and how an eagle also represents angels.
Okay.
Mm. Mind is blown. I didn't know that.
Same, because I've heard it as a surname before, but I've heard Afrikaans words that sound like that, and I knew them to mean angelic things. So I just wanted to clarify because I don't have my Google Translate out in front of me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so when people talk to me, they're actually referring to me as Ashley Angel.
Wow. So I'd like to ask, what does the Red Eagle Tribe do?
Yeah, so we are basically a branding business. So we focus mainly on T-shirt branding and apparel. And we focus on scriptural meanings of the Bible, things word-based things. Mm. So we will take something from the Bible, from the Word of God, and create something that can speak to somebody when they walk in the street and they see on your T-shirt or on your top, your hoodie, a scripture or a word of God, then they will read that. That is our way of evangelism with people.
Hmm. So what is the vision behind the business?
Yeah, as I said, the vision, it actually comes back to your previous question. The vision of the business is we are very passionate, as I said, about the Word of God. Yes, we need to obviously look at making profit and making money because ultimately that is what business is for. But we believe in the scripture of Matthew 28, and that we must go therefore and make disciples. Mm. We promote scriptures, word of the Bible. So I'm saying, when I say that, is when people walk in the street, you might have a scripture on your Bible that says, or something that says, Jesus loves you. And you might walk past somebody that is in a state of mind where they're down, suicidal, or they're depressed. But now they see that scripture on your T-shirt or on your hoodie, and they automatically feel revived because they know, without you saying a word, that person has been encouraged. Mm-hmm. And that is the vision. We want to spread the Word of God to all nations, to everybody. Doesn't mean if it's on a T-shirt or on a hoodie, but the Word of God needs to get out there so that people's lives can be transformed.
Yes.
Awesome. Love that. And is owning your own business what you expected it to be?
Not really. I never thought that it's going to be like this, where you need to put in the hours, where you need to put in the time, where you need to put in your resources. Sometimes you get so overwhelmed with being busy that you sometimes forget about your family life, forget about other things, because you are focused on getting the best out of it. This is actually my second business. I've got another business running, but Red Eagle has just excel faster than the other business did. But I've learned a lot of, I've rectified a lot of mistakes in the first, from the first business in this business, where we do things differently. And that has also learned us a lot about how we can do things. So yeah, the expectation wasn't, we didn't think it will be growing so quickly, but God has been in it, and God has really showed us favor in it.
You know, the way you spoke about how much time you have to put into your business just reminds me of this TikTok that I have to share. I'm sorry, I'm Gen Z. I'm addicted to TikTok. And it was about how someone said, oh, I quit my job, my 9-to-5, so I could have more time. So, and I started my own business, but now I work 24/7. So I imagine that's what it's like, especially owning two businesses. But I'd like to ask, how do you find the balance between business and family and ministry?
Yeah, you see, one thing that I've been blessed with, I'm also full-time in ministry. So I obviously work at the church on a Tuesday till a Friday, and obviously Sundays as well. But I've split up my things where I know when I'm on Mondays, it's my off day from church, basically, or from work, my 9-to-5 work, if you have to call it that. And that is the days that I focus mainly on sorting out what is happening in business. And I always put ministry first, because Bible says, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added. So I focus mainly on my ministry part. And obviously my family is also a ministry. My first ministry, to sort out the rest. And I said, we've got immense favor with God in this business. So after hours, whenever we need, if we need to work till 3 o'clock in the morning, we do it because that is what God has asked us to do, and the call of God is as important, and God's ministry. So we, between my wife and I, we balance things. We make sure that every aspect of the business is covered, ministry is covered in everything that we do.
Wow. So you seem to know quite a lot about business. Is there, are there any tips you'd like to give someone who's recently started their own business, or who are thinking about maybe starting a business?
Yeah, I always speak to a lot of people, actually quite a few people in the last month or so. I always say, go for it. You've got nothing to lose. You've got your own passion and zeal, and sometimes we need, just need to run with it. I always refer to a story in the Bible where the Israelites had to move out of Goshen, and sometimes we get so caught up in Goshen, because Goshen is a temporary thing, and God needs to take us sometimes through the wilderness to get to the actual place of where we need to be. So the Israelites had to go through the desert. They had to go through things to get to the promised land. And that is the thing with business as well. I would tell everybody that is thinking of starting a business, go for it. Get people that is like-minded around you, people that can motivate you, people that can mentor you, people that has gone through certain mistakes and things that can just guide you through the process. And there's a lot of people outside, even in church, that is willing to help upcoming and new business owners, entrepreneurs, because this is what we need in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. New entrepreneurs, new businessmen and women, that is go-getters.
That's really the definition of teamwork makes the dream work. Like, you can't do things alone without the help of, you know, your fellow brothers and sisters. And what would, for those out there, what would you say is the most important thing to remember when starting your own business? Because I know people might have, you know, ideas of what they need to start their own business, but what would you say is the most important thing they need to remember?
Yeah, I would say always counsel. We can all have great ideas, but sometimes we need to speak to somebody that that we honor, that can give us counsel, that we can speak about our plans, that can pray with us, that can give us some direction and vision. Sometimes we as people, we just want to run with something, but we haven't really thought it through. We haven't really done the processes, done the research, see what I need to do, what do I have to get where I need to be at. And that is one thing that I've learned. In every decision that I make, I will first seek counsel. And my counsel that I seek is obviously my senior pastor, my spiritual father, who will give me guidance in certain areas and also pray for me, pray for the business. So my advice to any upcoming business man or woman is to seek counsel. Seek people that has gone through the processes that can assist you in making sure that you don't make the same mistakes.
So are you offering your services?
anytime.
So I've seen in life that oftentimes when you have a certain expectation, it's not always met. Or rather, when you get there, you see that the grass is a little bit of a different color than what you were expecting. So I'd like to ask if there's anything that maybe you expected when you first started the business that turned out like totally different.
Yeah, to be honest with you, Zoe and Inga, this business has been registered February last year, 2020. And it's actually strange how this business came into light. It was never supposed to be a branding business that is run from home, if I may say it like that. And I never thought that I would be sitting and doing it on my own. It was a vision given by God. I woke up one morning, God told me to register this business. I went onto the CIPC's website, registered the business. The process takes normally 3 to 4 or 5 days. Within an hour, this business was registered. I had all my documentation, and then COVID hit. Mm-hmm. But in that time, I have registered with major companies to assist with branding. That I literally just wanted to be the middleman. I wasn't going to do the work. Mm-hmm. And this year, April, we actually went out and bought the machines that we need to start printing, to do all the branding from home. And we never expected that to happen. But now we are there. We are here, we are doing it, and God has just opened doors for us. He's been, as I said, He's really shown us favor. So the expectation that I had didn't turn out as it was supposed to be, but God had a different plan for us.
I'd like to ask, you've already given some really good tips about people who want to start businesses, but is there any encouragement you'd like to give anyone?
Yeah, I think everybody must just... As I said, they need to be focused. They need to do what they do. There is companies out there that will assist people that want to start a business. I always believe and take everything back to the Word of God. In Hebrews 13, it says, faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. And we can pray. We can ask God a lot of things, especially when it comes to business. We can ask God to help us in business, to help us register our business. But we as the individual, as humans, as people, we need to physically start doing something. We need to stand up, go out, register, ask the questions, ask the right questions. There isn't a wrong question. Every question is a right question. Mm. Because if you ask the question, that means that you want to learn and that you want to get somewhere. And if you don't have the resources, there is people that can assist with resources. The only thing is you need to show commitment and dedication that you want to do something. For instance, I had a lady with me last week that came to speak to me about a business, an idea that she had, where she started. You know, and I was convicted in my spirit at that moment that I need to assist her. And she didn't ask for anything, but I took out some money from the business and I said to her, yeah, I'm going to invest this amount of this money into your business so that you can get a kickstart.
Yeah.
She didn't have any income, nothing. But she had this idea, she had this plan, she had everything worked out. For me, that is somebody that had faith, but she had to work. She went out and she went to go speak about what God has planted in her heart. And luckily for her, or God ordained, let me use the word God ordained, she came to speak to me. And I was in a position at that time to assist her. And I gave her the money. She went to go buy the stock that she needed. On Friday, she came to me and she says to me, yeah, I bought this stock. She's seen me focus on the stock, and she's starting with her business now.
Wow.
So it's all about people just need to put whatever they have in mind into action.
Yes.
Speak to the right people. Find out who you can speak to. Go back to the Word. One thing I just want to give a scripture. It's Hebrews 4, verse 12 says, God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing sunder of soul and spirit, and on the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So people must put the Word of God into action. Because the Word of God, when they speak the Word of God, when they pray the Word of God, God's Word will go before them and create favor and grace, and His goodness and mercy will follow them during this time.
Sure. And I think that's the most challenging part when starting a business, is that beginning step where you're actually like, okay, I'm actually putting this out there now, my idea. I'm actually going to start this. You don't know if it's going to be successful, but you go for it because you're standing on His promises, you know. And hearing interviews like this and sections of the show like this, it's very encouraging, especially speaking with someone that's been through, you know, starting a business and the journey. Like you said, you have two businesses. The one went one way and the other one, it was totally different. So everyone's experience will be different in business.
Yes.
And before you, before we let you go, we would just like to know, where can we find Red Eagle Tribe?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page called Red Eagle Tribe. You can like and subscribe to the page. You will get there's also a shop there where you can purchase some of the gear. You can also WhatsApp us on 067-097-4328, and we will respond to you there. We're also busy with our website at the moment, where we will have a full-on shop running. And we are location-based in Kells River in Cape Town. And when you place orders also, we do pre-delivery to all the areas in Cape Town.
Awesome, awesome. Guys, are you ready to place your orders?
Indeed.
Of course.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Ashley Ardenser from Red Eagle Tribe.
Thank you guys for having us, and thank you for the show. We really appreciate it. And even people that want some advice, you've got my number. We've been through some things, and we can definitely help, and just getting people up and running and started also with their businesses.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening, sir.
Same to you, eh? Keep well.
Bye. That was amazing.
It was.
And just for those of you that would like to know, you can find Red Eagle Tribe on Facebook, and the number, let me just repeat the number for you, because remember, this number is not just to purchase gear. If you have a business, I mean, I know Ashley Ardenson, and he also consults like with businesses and up and coming businesses. So if you would like some business advice, if you would like a consultation, I'm going to repeat the number again for you guys. It's 067-097-4328. That's 067-097-4328.
I just really enjoy whenever we speak to like small businesses, especially when he spoke about how difficult it is in the beginning. Like I know some businesses for years, you may not even break even.
Yeah.
So to go into that with the faith that God has given you, and that knowing that this is what you need to do, and then to also struggle financially, it's really tough, actually. Mm. People who persevere through their businesses, they are a different breed, honestly.
It's a scary time, like, if you think about it. Because imagine you're putting everything into this business, and you don't know the outcome, but you are just there, like, this is what the Lord, like you said, this is what the Lord gave me, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Sure. And it can, and in that beginning section, it can go either way.
Literally, either way. And especially now in COVID, like, and the thing is, he started like right before COVID. My goodness.
Imagine being ready and then it's like, bah, right. COVID, lockdown.
Oh no. Let's just head on into our mystery Bible quiz as we like fathom what we just like heard. It was beautiful.
180 degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Mystery Bible Quiz.
We are in the Mystery Bible Quiz section of the show, you guys. I'm actually so like intrigued by this one because the answer is in the Bible, but I don't know if it's in every Bible, because I saw it in my Bible, right? I haven't seen it in anyone else's Bible, but my Bible has like special things, you know.
I was going to say, sorry, what is your Bible?
So,
which version do you have?
It's just not like the other Bibles, you guys. This one's different.
Zoe, are you in a cult? Do you need help?
I feel like this is the Queen Zoe version.
Oh my gosh, imagine It's just like a Bible that I print in my room.
Goodness. Okay, before this gets out of hand.
No, but you guys are hilarious. Like, I love being on air with you guys. Oh, my goodness. But this is like an actual fact, just in the Bible. If you guys have any idea what it is, please WhatsApp us the answer at 081-79-1657 or SMS us at 37988. And here is the question. Which book or books, there are two, you can give us one answer, we'll be satisfied. But which book in the Bible was written by one of Jesus's half-brothers? They're both in the New Testament, obviously, because, you know.
Pretty sure that they were in the Old Testament.
Oh my gosh, you guys are going to like kill me today.
it's the comedy corner today, guys.
Oh, literally. Oh my goodness. If you guys have any idea what this week's Bible quiz is, please WhatsApp us at 081-79-1657. Now let's listen to Perfect Day as you guys get out your Bibles that just aren't like mine.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
Follow us on Facebook today.
I Am Radio.
And that was Perfect Day by Ryan Slater. It was actually very nice. I think it's a lovely song to fix in towards the end of the show. Now I'm going to give you guys the answer to the Bible quiz that we asked before we listened to that nice tune. The question went as follows. Which book or books in the Bible were written by one of Jesus's half-brothers? Now, I'm just going to give you the answer straight. It is either the book of Jude, written by, you know, his namesake Jude, or the book of James, which is written by Jesus's brother, James. I wish I could give you a surname.
Jacobus.
Jacobus. Ugh, what's Jude in Afrikaans?
I'm pretty sure it's just Jude.
Oh my gosh, should they change, like, what James?
Isn't it Judas?
Judas. Well,
yeah, it could be Judas.
Oh my god, Judas. Oh lord.
I just have to, like, slip in and be like, in Afrikaans, this is.
I love that, representing. Oh, but anyways, to all of you guys who got that correct, give yourselves a pat on the back. You know how to read my Bible. Now, let's go on into the happy health tip.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting. Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
So we are in the happy health tip. And did you notice I said nothing about chocolates being the true source of happiness, even though it is?
So you're just admitting the truth.
So today's happy health tips are for computer users. Yes, I'm talking to you guys that are working from home and online students. Hashtag Zoe.
Ooh.
So number one, do exercise in the day. Computer users must remember to move your body parts such as hands, legs, back and neck every day for 10 minutes. You can also get up and take a short walk and have a break in your office time. Number two, take a break during work. The whole day computer use. Sorry. People who work on computers use the 20-20-20 rule, and I did not know what this is. Do you guys know what that is?
Not at all.
Sounds like something my vision wishes it could be.
So it's that you set a timer to remind you to look away every 20 minutes at an object that is 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds. So it's basically looking away every 20 minutes at something 20 feet away. For 20 seconds.
Wow. I suppose if you keep looking at something that's so close to you, you become, what is it, nearsighted? That's what's wrong with my vision.
Same. Yeah. Number three, use computer glasses. Computer glasses are the specifically made glasses for computer work. Those glasses can allow your eyes to focus on the distance of the computer screen. Computer glasses optimize your eyesight at time. Sorry guys, this English for you to look for, to look at a digital screen. It also helps reduce glare. Number four, use proper lighting. The computer user must use incandescent lighting and avoid high intensity lamps.
What does incandescent mean?
Okay. Yes, sir. We know. No, you can continue.
No, I was about to start Googling, fam. Like, I have no idea.
Is the incandescent those tube lights that they had up in school that, like, fried you if you looked at them?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea.
I have no idea, actually. But looking here, it says incandescent means emitting light as a result of being heated.
Oh, yeah. I think it is those, like, very harsh lights then, I believe.
Oh, man. It's
those hectic lights.
Just like stoves to fry your eyeballs.
And the final tip is maintain your screen resolution. Computer users must make sure that the monitor with high is with high resolution display. High resolution can process sharper type and crispier images and also reduce eye strain. Like, I remember just going to your just going to the computer resolution just for fun, just to change things. I didn't know there was actually a meaning for it.
Man, I did not even know that was a thing until 2 minutes ago.
Wow, you guys need to get into, like, nerdiness a bit more. There are debates upon this.
I had no idea. I just played with the resolutions. But you see, these are some of the tips, and I will be back with more tips, you know, because at this moment, everyone is doing online work, online studies, everything online, even if it's just Netflix, whatever you are doing with the screen, I guess. These tips can help you reduce, you know, straining your eyes, migraines, everything, and can lessen your chances of needing glasses. Because all of us in the studio
wear glasses. It's a little late for us. Hopefully we can reduce some of the effects. Huh, but we are currently at the bottom of the hour now. It's crazy.
On this Monday, 1st of November, right? New week, new day, new month.
Basically a new season. Well, not really, but...
I mean, it finally is starting to feel like a new season. Yeah. Regardless of the rainy weather outside, it's actually been warm lately.
That's so true. Yesterday, yesterday was hot. And then today was just like the opposite of hot.
South African weather.
Really. You gotta love Cape Town. But yeah, this has been 180 Degrees.
Signing out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.